and setting up numerous social events.
Come on one of our legendary trips and explore the glory of riding in British Columbia. Or join us at the bar to discover the true meaning of debauchery. Ask your roommate, ask your parents, ask the RCMP. Who has the most fun at UBC? You'll get the same answer. The Ski and Snowboard Club.
Duh.
Joining the Ski and Board Club is easy. Come by our office, sub 115, anytime with some money to become a member. Your membership gives you access to all the deals offered by our sponsors, cheap beverages at our parties, an invitation to all club events, and of course, only members can come on the trips.
Marie Bernard, host of Synchronicity, Friday mornings at 9. Join me as we explore topics like health and wellness, prosperity, inner peace, the law of attraction, and more. Tap into good vibrations to start your weekend feeling uplifted and optimistic. Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. Fridays from 9 to 10 a.m. on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver. Good morning. Welcome to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Happy New Year. Happy 2010. Thank you so much for joining me. I'm very happy and excited to be back. Today we have Kathy Balland. She is the author of Lose the Diet. So just in time for New Year's resolutions, Lose the Diet, transform your body by connecting with your soul. Hi, Kathy. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Marie.
Good morning. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks.
I'm down here in sunny Arizona where it's probably in the low 70s today. It's much cooler there.
It's pretty cool here, but not too bad. It's rainy here in Vancouver, pretty mild weather. But thank you so much for taking time out of your day to be on the show. If you want to get on the air and ask Kathy a question, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. There's also a link to her site up on my website, spiritualshow.com, and you can go to losethediet.com. So, Kathy, what inspired you to write this book, first of all?
Well, I studied mind-body wellness. It was after I'd gone through my own yo-yo dieting and the stress and other issues that we all go through where we feel a sense of a loss of balance in our lives, and became very interested in the mind-body connection and became clinically certified in hypnotherapy. And through that and working with clients, realized that the number one issue that seems to keep coming up over and over again is weight. And people, you know, that are searching for the answer to finding that balance in their life physically. So we know it's all connected, mind, body, spirit. And I just found through the work and through my own experiences that when we find that balance between the three and we put it all together, then we can find balance, you know, physically.
Wonderful. So when you talk about Lose the Diet, now when I'm reading the book, it's not just about eat whatever you want and don't worry about it. It sounds like the premise of the book is to love your body, take care of your body, uh-huh. Eat healthy foods, exercise, but not obsess about it.
Right. I mean, it's like the law of attraction, right? The more we focus on something, the more we're going to get. And the more we say, I'm not going to eat that or I don't want to eat that, you know, the more you're going to want it, because it's really the subconscious, or I like to think of it as the soul, because it's where emotions are and our memories are. That's really what's in charge. It's about 88% of our mind. So we diet at the conscious level, which is only about 12% of the mind, and we wonder why it doesn't work. When we say we're not going to eat that, and the subconscious takes over when our emotions kick in or our habits kick in, and we eat it anyway. You ever notice that? They had a study, for example, with a group of women. Actually, there was two groups of women, and the one that was on a diet when they were given plates of cookies, actually ate more than the ones that weren't on a diet because they weren't worried about it. They weren't focusing on it.
That's
but
true.
That's why it backfires.
That's really true. And I find, because I'm actually on a low-carb eating plan, and I have been for quite some time, and sometimes I fall off the wagon. But one of the things is that a lot of times my friends will say, oh, you know, do you want some of this? Oh, no, you can't have that. And I've had to start reminding them to say, you know, you don't eat that. Instead of you can't eat that, because I can eat whatever I want, but I choose not to. And as soon as they start saying, oh, you can't have this cookie, that's exactly when I'm like, I really want that cookie now.
Right. And what's wrong with enjoying some of the cookie and moving on, you know? And if you start beating yourself up, then you're going to want it more because you feel bad and the whole self-esteem issue kicks in. And that just makes it worse. So it all compounds itself. So we really have to love ourselves. And it's about reconnecting with ourselves and what's really going on and how we can feed the soul, as opposed to, you know, filling the emptiness with food, which doesn't work.
That's so true. And I think during the holidays, you know, we tend to overindulge during the holidays and then wake up January 1st going, oh no, now I have to make up double time for all of the mistakes I've made over the holidays. So what are some of the things that some of the techniques that you would advise people to use to kind of forgive themselves for whatever they've done over the holidays and be okay with that and then move on to start 2010 off on a more healthy note?
Well, the power of positive thinking. Don't like to use that word mistake because it's not. I mean, I love chocolate. I like eggnog. You know, I thought, heck, I'm going to enjoy and eat what I want. And if I do, I don't generally go crazy because I'm allowing myself to have it and not beating myself up for it. And now you say, okay, now it's time to move on. And we find that balance again once things level out, you know, and we start eating more normally, I guess. Maybe not so much of the holiday sweets and things, but I have on my website, by the way, there's a sign up on there. You can get a free audio, which helps you to relax and de-stress, and it's a guided meditation to reach your goal. So I like to use, understanding the power of the subconscious mind, I like to use visualizations and relaxation techniques. You know, are we eating because we're stressed? And, of course, exercise is a great thing, but I hate to look at it as a chore. Again, it's, what is it, if you've seen The Secret, they talk about the emotional guidance system. So, again, that's at the subconscious level. So what is it that you're attracted to? What do you enjoy doing? And so if you like to go walk around the zoo or, you know, walk around the mall, I mean, so, you know, find exercise that is something that really you would enjoy doing, you know, or it's either that or you create a habit. And again, at the subconscious level, it takes about 21 days or 3 weeks to create that habit. Then you get used to doing it. But I think it's much better when we do things we enjoy because, again, it's the mind-body connection. And when you get some physical activity, then it helps you to feel better mentally. You can sleep deeper. You're less stressed. The endorphins kick in, you feel happier, you're less likely to eat emotionally. So again, it's all connected between the two.
Well, actually, so last night I just was watching videos on YouTube, and there is a woman who is I'm following on Twitter, and she has this thing in her home office, and it's a desk hooked up to her treadmill. It's called a treadmill desk.
Oh,
and so
well,
she can work. And well, I really want one because when I'm sitting at my desk all day, it starts to hurt my back and I'm sitting there and I like to move around. But when you're confined to a chair at your desk, it doesn't give you a lot of energy. I find that I'm really just... the computer sucks the life out of me. But with this woman, she's just walking along at like 2 or 3 miles an hour, doing her computer work all day long and losing
weight. And we're not designed to sit that long, really. And like you say, your back starts to hurt and you know, we need muscle because that burns the fat. You know, people, this is why I don't like the scale either. We obsess about the scale, and I don't like to think of us as a number. And even when I studied nutrition, one of the first things we learned was the body mass index isn't really accurate anyway. That's what, you know, you would look at it and go, well, I should weigh this because I'm this height. But it doesn't take into account muscle mass and bone density because, once again, we're all different. You know, we're all individuals. So you get out there and you exercise and you get more muscle, and then you find that your weight may go up a little because muscle is more dense than fat. But that muscle is going to help burn the fat. So even when you're sitting, you know, you can burn fat because you have that muscle there.
And a lot of women don't like to weight train because they feel like they're going to gain weight or get bulky from muscle, but it really helps with so many things. It prevents osteoporosis. It helps. You can eat more calories. Even when you're right. sitting around watching TV, you burn more calories when you have muscle.
Now, there's a lot of people that are very active who aren't counting calories because they know, in fact, some of them have to eat more calories, you know, when they're going to do a marathon or whatever, because they're going to burn it anyway and they need the energy. Fat is not evil, it's just stored energy. So I like to think of our body as kind of like our vehicle in life, like a car, you know, and if you got excess fat, it's just a full gas tank. So take it for a nice drive.
So if you want, I just want to put a call out there. If you want to get on the air and ask a question, the number to call is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. You can also email spiritualshow@gmail.com if you have a question. So I want to talk more about hypnotherapy coming up, but one of the things that really struck me, and I kind of knew this already, but looking at your book, it really brought it to the front of my mind. You mention in your book that sugar is more addictive than cocaine. Let's talk a bit about sugar and what it does to your body. And sugar isn't everything. You can't even, I mentioned like I'm on low carb and I look for tomato sauce at the store and it's got mm-hmm. sugar in it.
Right. I mean, but there are ones that don't. And I can't really tell the difference taste-wise. I like the ones that are more natural, that are, you know, if you look at some of these canned ones, they don't put sugar in them or whatever. And it's good to look for that. And the high fructose corn syrup, and they wonder why the world's getting more and more obese every year, because, you know, they add all these additives that add even more sugars, and, you know, in various forms as, you know, preservatives or whatever. So
let's talk about what sugar does to the mind and the body.
Yeah, sugar, you know, isn't completely evil, and it's okay in normal quantities, but when we start drinking, I think one can of soda is like more than enough for a day's intake of sugar. But, you know, what happens is the brain, you know, starts to shut off the serotonin, its own way of making us feel good. And, of course, when we get addicted to the sugar by the brain not producing these feel-good chemicals, then, you know, if we stop eating the sugar, then, you know, you're dragging, or, you know, you get the sugar blues. Actually, depression can kind of set in, and then you want that sugar again. So it creates this vicious cycle of the craving that's good to get away from and just watch, you know, just watch the sugar intake, because you can still enjoy a lot of the same foods without, you know, without just grabbing the ones that have all the preservatives and added sugars in it. But they find that even artificial sweeteners can also cause the similar cravings anyway, so that's not always good either.
Well, I was just going to ask you about that, because I use stevia. I try to stay away from diet soda. I use sugar alcohols like Splenda, but I stay away from NutraSweet because I find that it. Mm-hmm. I really crave it. Even Splenda and stuff, it makes me, if I have like a low-carb chocolate with Splenda in it, I want, you know, if I eat one, I want five. And it doesn't happen that way with the Splenda. I mean, the stevia. What kind of sweeteners do you use in your diet?
Well, again, I don't say no sugar at all, because it's just every, you know, I like to think everything in moderation. But I do stay away from the artificial sweeteners. I almost think it's worse because, you know, it's a chemical, although sugar is technically a chemical. But yeah, xylitol is one that's actually, they found, good for your teeth. It has plaque reducing effects and has other benefits that actually make it better for your body. It's just, keep it away from pets, because I apparently it can be lethal to dogs, you know, if they get a bunch of xylitol. But I guess it's actually made from the bark of wood. But again, everything in moderation is what I believe, because it's so hard, you know, when we go to eat somewhere, we go to a buffet or a potluck or something, and, you know, it's hard to cut everything out of our diet. What I like to look at is more the emotions and the what's going on. Are we getting enough sleep and other issues at the mental level or the emotional level, which is a subconscious level? Also, when you asked about tips for the new year, one thing that really helps people is support and connecting with other people. It can help us to really connect with ourselves and get that added, you know, that added support that helps us to feel better and to encourage each other. Do you know what I mean? Kind of a buddy or a group. And I don't know that necessarily has to be about weight all the time, because there may be other issues that are driving the emotional eating. But in my book, I talk about a woman who had gained about 500 pounds after she was divorced. I don't know if you'd seen her on Oprah or whatever.
Probably, yeah.
Probably. Anyway, she had got divorced, and she was eating out of loneliness. You know, she was sitting in her apartment, and she, I guess, wasn't getting out there and connecting with the world, and she just kept feeding her emotions with hamburgers one after the other, and she put on 500 pounds. She was up to eventually, I think, about 700 pounds. But anyway, her sister gave her a computer, and she started to connect with other people out there. The story is in my book, and all of a sudden she noticed the cat is sitting next to her on the chair, because she was losing weight not by dieting, not by focusing on the food, but she was connecting with other people who were giving her support in other ways. They thought that, you know, she was humorous, intelligent, and she was, you know, chatting with them online, but they couldn't see what she looked like. So she loved her for who she was on the inside, and that connecting with others and therefore connecting with herself led to the weight loss. She lost all the weight, again, without really focusing so much on the food. Does that make sense?
That's amazing. It sounds like when she was fulfilled socially,
exactly,
and emotionally, she didn't have to fill that hole in her that was missing, because she was so isolated before. And I think that that's one of the things that happens to people, is that it's kind of a cycle, because when we put on weight, it can affect our self-esteem. And when,
right,
we're feeling bad about ourselves, we're much less likely to interact with the world and to get out there and play sports or go out dancing with our girlfriends, or to even just interact with people the way we used to. And then you end up isolating yourself more, and it becomes a cycle. So in your hypnotherapy practice, is that something that you deal with as far as like helping people to overcome that self-esteem, even though maybe they're still physically overweight? But what can they do to get beyond that feeling of I'm fat, I can't go out, I don't want to see anyone?
Yeah, there's ways we can, and there's tools in the book about boosting our self-esteem and finding balance in our life. And I talk about balance, and they're listing different areas in our lives that maybe we're not satisfied with. And sometimes we just don't even realize what's going on. But if we sit down and do a few of these exercises, we can take a closer look at that. But, and also using vision boards or a box putting words up or pictures that help to boost our self-esteem. Kind of like positive affirmations, the power of positive thinking. And I don't know if, do you use some of that yourself, or affirmations, I'm healthy, happy, and at my ideal weight, or whatever works for you in your life, that whatever goal you're trying to reach. Because the subconscious responds, is what I'm trying to say, to positive thoughts and positive visualizations.
Oh, definitely. I use affirmations, and I also noticed that you use the emotional freedom technique in your book, and I've tried that a little bit. I haven't used it much more, but we're going to talk more about that coming up in just a moment. It is time for a break, so we will be back with more Synchronicity in just a second. We are speaking with Kathy Balland from Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. We'll be back with more in just a second.
Morning.
Good day to you, sir.
Hey, wait a minute. What the hell?
Getting real tired of you ducking me, man. Yeah?
Oh, my God.
Thank you to all the donors who pledged their financial support during the CITR on-air fund drive. We are moved by your generosity, and thank you for enabling us to purchase new equipment and improve our programming. Do remember to stop by the station, pay your pledges, and pick up your prizes. We look forward to meeting you anytime between 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. on weekdays. Thank you again for your amazing response. Listen to our happy voices on the air, happier after we purchase new equipment for our studios. Thanks again.
Do you like having fun and winning cool prizes? Then you gotta check out the Sustainability Television 2009 Youth Media Contest.
Sustainability Television and the Sierra Club of BC want your creative, fun, and inspiring poems and essays with pictures or videos describing what you're doing to make your community more sustainable.
There are tons of totally rad prizes to be won. In addition to cash prizes, sponsor prizes include a $10,000 25-day river excursion, a recycled PC laptop, passes to Y Yoga and Sempre Viva Yoga, organic grocery delivery from Spud, as well as visits for you and a friend to Whistler's Zip Trek Eco Tours, and much, much more.
The contest runs until January 9th, 2010. But the sooner you enter, the more likely you are to win. Check out sustainabilitytelevision.com for full details. And tell us what you're doing.
She'll make a lovely doll after I finish with you. I told you your webs were useless. It's too hot. It's too hot. Something must have hit the control lever. Turn it off.
Want to save energy and keep yourself comfortable? Turn down your thermostat 1 degree Celsius or consider installing a programmable thermostat. If every household in BC with electric space heating turned down their heat by 1 degree for 8 hours a day, it would save enough electricity to power science world for over 75 years. This Power Smart Play brought to you by BC Hydro Power Smart and CITR 101.9 FM.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. I'm your host, Marie. Thank you so much for joining us. Happy New Year. Happy 2010. I'm speaking today with Kathy Balland. She is the author of Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. Welcome back to the show, Kathy.
Hi, Marie.
Hi. So I want to talk more about, we've all learned about diets. We all know by now, you know, what you should eat, what you shouldn't eat, all of that. But I really want to focus on the soul connection of your book, Lose the Diet. So one of the things that you talk about with your background in hypnosis is self-hypnosis. So let's talk about what are some of the steps that people can do to hypnotize themselves. You're saying set aside 20 minutes a day to relax, and what are the things that they can repeat to themselves?
Well, breathing is a good thing. I think we forget to breathe often, and breathing is the first step to really relaxing and getting to the subconscious level of the mind. You know, when we sleep and we dream, that's our subconscious thinking. Do you ever wake up and go, what the heck was that about? You know, your subconscious is working when you're relaxed and you're asleep. But if we can just get to a relaxed state, not sleeping, but in a comfortable spot, maybe reclining a little bit, and start with breathing, and then you can visualize a place that you're most comfortable with. If you want to be at the beach, or you can maybe imagine you're counting down and going down an elevator and relaxing with each level, and as the doors open, you walk out into a beautiful garden. So take yourself to a place, you know, where you feel comfortable and most relaxed, and that's how you can really get to the subconscious level more. And then repeat, you can repeat an affirmation to yourself while you're there, or imagine how you want to be. You know, visualize it and think of it in the now, because just if you say, I'm going to be this way, you know, I should say, I'm going to be this way, you know, tomorrow never comes. So you say, I am this way, I am feeling good, or whatever it is that, you know, you want to work on and improve in your life. Especially your self-esteem is always a great thing, you know, to tell yourself positive things about yourself. And so, yeah, there are steps in the book for that process. And then you can mentally count back up, because we use counting in hypnotherapy. We count down in the beginning, you know, with each step from like 5 to 1, I'm relaxing more and more. And when you're at 1, you're completely relaxed. And then when you're finished, you can count back up in your mind and imagine being refreshed at the end.
Do you think you could take us through like a really quick mini meditation?
Okay, as long as you're not driving, I guess.
No. Yeah, keep your eyes open if you're driving.
Well, just you can take in some nice deep breaths, breathing in positive, loving energy, and breathing out any tension and any stress. Continuing to take in some nice deep breaths and just relaxing more and more with each breath. And I'd like you to imagine, or just pretend if you need to, that you're in perhaps a beautiful meadow or at the beach or maybe a mountain waterfall, whatever is most comfortable and relaxing to you. And it's a beautiful day. The temperature is perfect, just the way you like it. And just continue to breathe and relax. And imagine the nice warm sun shining down on your forehead, relaxing all the muscles there. And then the sun flows down through your neck, relaxing your neck. And through your shoulders, bringing in that positive white light, helping you to feel so calm and peaceful. And just imagine as that calming white light goes further down through your chest and through your stomach, and down through your hips and your thighs. Bringing calming, loving, white energy through your legs and all the way down to your toes, feeling so calm and peaceful. And then just imagine your goal, whatever that goal may be. It could be a healthy weight. It could be your career. And imagine going through any blocks and any barriers to reaching that goal. If you're in a meadow or in a forest or near the trees, you can imagine pushing beyond any branches that are in your way or any rocks, or walking over any hills, going to wherever it is you need to go to reach those goals. And it's always good to focus on one goal at a time. I'm just imagining that you have the ability to achieve whatever it is you're dreaming of. As you continue to relax and breathe and visualize, and feeling calm and peaceful, and more confident, and more in control. And just breathe, and I'll count back up, and then as you come up, you'll feel more and more refreshed. Starting at 5, so calm and peaceful and relaxed. 4, feeling more in control. Things that used to bother you are being released. 3, coming back, feeling peaceful. 2, feeling more energized. And 1, opening your eyes and feeling confident and in control and knowing that you can reach your goal.
Beautiful. Thank you.
That's a little too short, actually. you should go a little longer. But again, if you sign up on losethediet.com, over on the left-hand side, there's a sign-up box, and it will send you a half-hour, between 20 minutes and a half-hour guided meditation. But that has background music and takes you up a mountain pass to your goal, because our subconscious is very metaphorical. As I said, when we dream, we're thinking all these strange things. We don't even understand what our mind is coming up with, because it's telling you stories, so it relates to stories really well. And that's why in hypnotherapy we use scripts and stories. So this one is about going up a mountain pass, and your imaginary goal, whatever that is at the top, and you can get beyond whatever is in your way. And it just helps to build that self-esteem that we all need to achieve whatever it is we want to achieve.
Beautiful. Well, it's time already for another break, so we will be back with more in just a moment. We are speaking with Kathy Balland. She is the author of Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. And if you'd like to receive that half-hour guided meditation, it is losethediet.com. That's her website. You can check her out there. We'll be back with more synchronicity in just a moment.
Rude boys, don't cry, don't cry!
Rude boy, don't cry!
Scenic Drive, every Friday morning, 10 a.m. till noon, CITR.
1, 2!
Brittany!
Hit me, baby, one more time!
Xtina!
What a girl wants, what a girl needs, whatever makes me happy sets you free.
Mariah!
CITR, where you'll hear none of those divas. CITR 101.9 FM, where the only divas you're likely to hear are Kathleen.
Suck my left one!
Diamanda. Lydia.
Would somebody please inform the U.S. government that my uterus is not open to public debate?
CITR 101.9 FM, your true diva station.
Welcome back to Synchronicity, talk radio for your mind, body, and soul. This is CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You may also be listening online at CITR.ca, CosmicDimensions.com, EmpowerRadio.com, or on the wonderful Co-Creator Network. And I just want to send a shout out to all of the beautiful and amazing stations that have been airing Synchronicity over the past year, past few months. Thank you so much for partnering with me. I really appreciate your support online and on Twitter and spreading the message of Synchronicity out there. I really appreciate you. So definitely check them out. Again, it's CosmicDimensions.com, Co-Creator Network, or EmpowerRadio.com. And you can also get podcasts at CITR.ca. And more information about the show on my personal website, which is SpiritualShow.com. So thank you so much. And I also want to send out a message to say Happy New Year, and I hope that you are able to achieve all of your wonderful desires this year. Some of the things that we're talking about today, for instance, the emotional freedom technique has been helping a lot of people, hypnotherapy, guided meditation. Those are all tools that can help you, visualization. They can all help you to reach your goals, whether they are diet goals, physical goals, career goals, finding the love of your life, whatever it is that you're looking for. I hope that you are able to tap into that power this year in 2010 and really just achieve everything that you've wanted and have an awesome year. So thank you so much for being with me. Hi, Kathy. Welcome back.
Hello again.
Hi. So I wanted to ask you, I noticed in the book, and maybe I'm misunderstanding, so correct me if I'm wrong, but I read that you're suggesting to only work out 2 days a week.
Well, I guess what I'm trying to say is people think they have to go crazy, and, you know, I think they don't have the time to work out an hour a day, which is what they think they have to do, and that's not necessarily the case. It's actually better to, you know, let your muscles rest in between. I've used resistance bands just a good overall exercise with, because it's got that tension, you know, even instead of weights. And it's good to do that maybe just twice a week. They find for 20 minutes or so is as good as doing it three times a week. So you don't really need to overdo it. I think that's why a lot of people get discouraged, you know, because they think they've got to work out like crazy, and it just isn't really necessary, is what I was trying to point out.
Okay, great. Thank you. And also another thing that I notice is that in the book it says a craving only lasts 15 seconds. Is that, like, did they do a study? Because when I'm getting a craving for something, sometimes it can last for like 3 days.
3 days.
So am I just like refreshing that craving over and over again, or how can you explain a little bit about how a craving works?
I suppose there's a difference between physical craving. So I guess what that's referring to is a physical craving. So maybe there's something emotional going on there that's, you know, causing you to imagine whatever it is you're wanting, if that makes sense. So it's it's a matter of, again, working with the subconscious, because that's what really is mostly in charge. But physical craving is about 15 seconds. So, yeah, that's somewhere in the studies, you know, nutrition or whatever. So
if you have a physical craving for 15 seconds, I mean, it feels to me, maybe it is emotional. Like if I see an ad on TV for one of those Blizzard treats from Dairy Queen. Now everyone's going to be craving one all day today. Sorry, folks. But, you know, I mean, that's when I see one of those and it's like a new flavor. And I'm just like, oh, I think about it for days and days and days. And I don't know how I even get rid of the craving. And I usually don't go and get one. But how do you tackle something like that? Because we are bombarded, especially in the media, television, all the time. There's these big, juicy hamburgers and cheeseburgers on television and pizza ads and all of this, like, and the food that they advertise on television, typically it's that comfort food. It's that high carb, high sugar, high fat food that gets our, mm-hmm. you know, gives us a serotonin boost and comforts us. It's not, you know, you don't have the broccoli farmers of America
Yeah.
advertising on television. So
it got us all addicted. Oh. Well, the question is, what are you really craving? You know, so I like to peel away the layers of what are you really craving underneath it all? What is it that you're feeding? What is it that you really desire? Is it tied to a memory? You know, maybe at the subconscious level, there's, you know, the memory of the ice cream as a child with your mom or, you know, whatever. And really stop and breathe and think about where that craving is coming from and whether, again, it is tied to a memory or an emotion, and what can we satisfy, what would make us happy in a non-caloric way, if that makes any sense, to satisfy that craving.
So when we're looking at that memory, so what are the steps that we do? Do we just say, like, okay, I'm noticing that I'm really craving this Whopper that I saw on television, and do you just ask yourself, like, is there a memory that's coming up, or how do you access that?
I've done that, and I've found answers sometimes. It's like Napoleon Hill, who wrote Think and Grow Rich about 70 years ago. You know, he says the subconscious is tied into the universe, the infinite intelligence, and that's why the subtitle is Reconnecting with Your Soul. It's so instead of looking outside of ourselves, you know, stop, breathe, listen inward to what's going on within you and what that emotion is and what that memory could be. And I've come up with the answers myself without, you know, well, I guess it's kind of a self-hypnosis sort of thing, really. I mean, hypnosis is nothing unusual. We're going in and out of subconscious states, you know, different, I should say, levels of consciousness all day long. You know, do you ever drive home and get home and go, gee, I don't even remember driving? Because you were already at the subconscious level. So it goes back to listening to ourselves within. I have a little Rumi poem that's in my book. Actually, there's a couple in there. And I can mention one very briefly if you like.
Yes, Rumi is awesome.
The journey starts here. Don't go off sightseeing. The real journey is right here. The great excursion starts from exactly where you are. You are the world. You have everything you need. You are the secret. You are the wide open. Don't look for the remedy of your troubles outside yourself. You are the medicine. You are the cure for your own sorrow. So it's tapping into that infinite intelligence and into ourselves and finding out what's really underneath that. I know we're so used to looking at the ads and, well, now I'll just take that pill and that'll fix the craving for the, you know, or now I'll staple my stomach and that'll fix it, but it's really not dealing with what's going on inside of us. So that's how I look at it.
So, and I thank you for that. I'd like to talk a little bit more about emotional freedom technique. So if you're looking for information about EFT, you can find there is a diagram here in the book, Lose the Diet, Transform Your Body by Connecting with Your Soul. Or you can also, I mean, if you go on YouTube, you can find lots of people demonstrating the very basics of emotional freedom technique. It does get pretty, you know, people study it pretty in depth. But if you want to learn the basics, so one of the things that's in the book, can you give us an example of, so let's say we're craving the Blizzard treat from Dairy Queen. And so would you then ask yourself at that time, why am I craving this? Or would you do the emotional freedom technique straight away?
Well, you can't, you can do the emotional freedom technique if you want to cut it off at the pass. And, you know, it's tapping, as you know, on different points. And saying, even though, you can say, even though I am craving the Whopper, I completely love and accept myself, is one saying we use. But it's even though blank, I completely love and accept myself. So you can do that. That's why I have so many tools in the book, because it's kind of whatever works for different people. You know, some people might may like doing that over something else. I'm a writer, you know, so I like to write in a journal too and write about what's going on and my feelings. So that might work well for some people. So it's kind of finding out what works for you. But also, I know at EFT, there's an EFT website where you can download a little manual on it, too. But
yeah, there's lots of information. If you just Google emotional freedom technique, you'll find tons of information, and you can get a lot of it for free. So that's out there and available to you. And even though I'm craving... Actually, I'm not really craving anything, which is nice. So I hope I haven't passed on any cravings to anyone listening right now with our talk about all this crazy food. But
there is a theory, too, that, you know, a lack of maybe some nutrients, like essential fatty acids, or maybe things that we're not getting in our diet. I hate to use that word, but, you know, what we eat, you know, can also help lead to physical cravings. So.
But there's probably not much in a Whopper that's going to be fulfilling mm-hmm. our nutritional needs. I mean, unless it's like protein and fat that you're
right.
you're craving. Craving those Whopper nutrients. Mm!
Just a temporary fix. No, but I'm saying that a lack of nutrients in our body can maybe just cause these random cravings that we're having. So I mentioned that in the book.
Wonderful. Well, and this book is just full of, you know, so much information. There's talking about changing your attitude. There's imagination, you know, how you're going to imagine your life to be. And you can use affirmations like in the present moment, I am healthy. I am energetic. And, you know, it's the book talks about sleep. And we were talking earlier about when you're exercising regularly, it helps to balance out your hormones, and it helps to allow you to have a much deeper sleep. So you're able to get into REM sleep a lot more quickly than if you aren't exercising regularly. And so I want to ask you, Kathy, what would you like to leave the audience with today? What is maybe the number one or two points that you want to get across about Lose the Diet for people in 2010?
Understanding the power of the subconscious, which again is the soul or the majority of our mind, and understanding that it really responds to positive thought. And again, going back to the power of positive thinking and that emotional guidance system and what makes us happy and what we really need. In fact, the subconscious doesn't really process negative. So when you say, I'm not going to eat that, it hears, I am going to eat that. So that's a big reason why, you know, they backfire, the diets and the deprivation. So that's a really big thing, is understanding how that works, using our imagination, changing our habits, and loving ourselves and looking within rather than looking outside for the magic pill. I know we're so used to the quick fix, but it ends up not being a quick fix when we keep going from one thing to the next to the next to the next. You know, it becomes a lifelong project. So we can be much happier and healthier if we do what really makes us happy anyway, and feel more positive about ourselves and love ourselves and love our food. I talk about food, love the main ingredient is one of the chapters, and maybe preparing our food a little bit more. I saw a place here locally that where people can go in and make a whole bunch of meals in an hour, you know, that they can freeze, because some people believe in the transference of energy. If you've read some of the studies about thought and how that affects, you know, ice crystal formation and all that, you know, if you're eating fast food, how are those people feeling when they prepare the food? Well, if you prepare your food in a more loving, you know, positive way, take a deep breath and enjoy the process, maybe some of that love will get into your food. So...
Oh, that's so true. I mean, food prepared by, like, your grandma always tastes so much better than food that came out of a can, or even food that is made at a restaurant where people are, you know, making it very quickly, like a fast food place. That's so true. And I did want to talk a little bit more about love in the food and loving energy. So are there any steps that... I mean, obviously, when grandma cooks a meal for you, the love is just pouring through because she loves you. But when you're cooking for yourself and your family, are there any intentions that you can put into the food? What would you suggest?
I think it's more of a positive emotion. You know, you can wash your food and imagine, like we do hypnotherapy visualizations of being under a waterfall, and it's cleansing the toxins away that are washing away in the water. And you can imagine that when you're in the shower in the morning or whatever. And you can cleanse your food in a similar way, washing away, you know, negativity or cleansing, putting in positive energy. I think grandma didn't have to worry about counting calories and getting fat as much as we we're more obese than they were, you know, or our other generations, and yet they weren't thinking about diets, you know, they weren't getting all the diet books and the diet foods and all that. So it's kind of interesting. That's what fascinates me, is how things have really backfired. You know, the more we know, the less it works, because of what we're focusing on. We're focusing on calories and things that aren't necessarily helping the situation. Does that make sense?
It does make sense. And I mean, I think there's the focus that, you know, we're focusing on deprivation. We're focusing on, oh, I'm so fat, I can't eat this, counting all the calories and the fat grams and all of that. But then there's also, I mean, the fact that even when we cook at home, a lot of what we eat comes out of a can or a box. It's mass produced. Mm-hmm. So it isn't, you're not getting the same, number one, you're not getting the whole foods,
right?
The natural foods with all the fiber and all of the pure nutrients in them. And then secondly, there isn't a lot of thought and energy that goes into the preparation of the food. It's just like you open the can of soup, you dump it in a bowl and you put it in the microwave. You know, you're not getting the energy, and then you just inhale it mindlessly in front of the television or your computer.
Exactly. So you're not being mindful. It's another thing about being mindful when you eat. Enjoy the texture, enjoy the flavors, be in the now or the moment, and you'll just enjoy it so much more, and generally not eat as much because you're not just, you know, shoving it in and going, oh, now I'm really stuffed and I don't even remember enjoying it. So I guess we need to force ourselves to slow down a little bit and enjoy things. And love our food. And again, there's ways that we can prepare more whole foods. You know, if you pick an apple or off a tree or any type of fruit or vegetable and you take a photograph of it with a Curlium camera, you can actually see the positive energy. It has a glow to it. And then we put it through a machine and mash it and turn it into a Twinkie. And then it's not so glowing anymore. But yeah, whole foods, you know, God made the foods with the nutrients. God or whoever you want to, you know, Mother Nature, however you want to look at it, you know, put the nutrients in there and put the positive energy in there. And so it's always good to prepare our own meals. And I know there's recipes where you can make larger quantities of food and freeze them up. And that's what I was saying about that business I saw the other day, where you can come in and they've got all these exotic spices and you can put together all these different meals yourself, which I think is interesting. because I know we say we don't have time, but I guess that goes back to loving ourselves and finding the time to take care of ourselves and our family.
Beautiful. Well, I want to thank you so much, Kathy, for being on the show. And so if anyone wants to get that 30-minute meditation guided visualization, they can go to your website, losethediet.com, correct?
Correct.
Great. And is there anything else? Is there anything else that you'd like to leave the audience with today?
Well, I was just going to also mention that Lose the Diet is also on Amazon and on Kindle. And if you prefer to go to Amazon. But anyway, I just hope everyone has a great new year. And let's all think positive. It's going to be a great year to reach our goals and succeed in our dreams. And that's what I wish for everybody out there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much, Kathy, for being on the show. Have a wonderful 2010. Thanks.
That's great. You too. Thanks.
So that was Kathy Balland. Lose the Diet. Transform your body by connecting with your soul. Again, if you would like to check out that book or check out her website is losethediet.com, and it's full of helpful tips on not only nutrition, but also connecting with your soul and being more mindful, emotional freedom technique, and all of the things that we discussed today on the show. So thank you again, Kathy, for being on the show. We'll be back with just a quick little song in just a moment with Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul.
Ever thought about volunteering with Big Sisters? Maybe now is the time. Big Sisters of BC Lower Mainland provides girls aged 7 to 17 with a champion, a mentor who's there to simply be their friend and cheer them on. Become a study buddy tutor and spend 1 hour a week helping your little sister learn to love school. Or become a big sister and spend 3 fun hours a week just hanging out with your little sister. If you're age 19 or older, please visit bigsisters.bc.ca to find out more. Maybe now is the time.
Synchronicity Talk Radio for your mind, body, and soul. I am your host, Marie. You can check me out online. SpiritualShow.com is my website. You can also follow me on Twitter or email SpiritualShow@gmail.com. I want to thank you so much for being with me today. Next week, Maybelle Katz is going to be on. Her website is MaybelleKatz.com. She's going to be teaching us about Ho'oponopono. It is a Hawaiian tradition, a spiritual tradition, and we're going to learn all about that next week. It's going to be really awesome. Ho'oponopono, say that 5 times really fast. We'll be back next week, 9 a.m. Pacific. And up next is Scotty's Scenic Drive here on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm going to close the show with a song by the lovely Surya from Surya Sound.
Ta, beckons, beckons, beckons.